This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Lunchtime confessions. We confess our sins to you, the loophole. Shout out to the loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Some of these confessions have to do with sports. Some have nothing to do with sports. We're transparent with you 24/7. Let it hang a little bit lower during lunchtime confessions. It is time to confess. All right, so Jack Leiter is making his debut tomorrow for the Texas Rangers, who have recently dethroned the Astros as World Series champs. Astros, though, they got the lead in the Silver Boot standings this year, 4-3. So the joke's on the Rangers.
Yeah.
But my confession is, man, it kind of felt like a kick to the junk that Forrest Whitley, the ghost of Forrest Whitley, 8 years after the Astros selected him in the draft, made his debut yesterday, a very meh debut. And during that time, it was announced that Jack Leiter, the son of Al, one of the more hyped up pitching prospects that we've seen the last couple of years, he's going to be debuting for the Rangers. Might not mean anything. Astros still in the mix. But when it comes to the state of the two Texas Major League Baseball teams, got to confess, kind of hurt. Kind of hurt a little bit.
Yeah, and meanwhile, nobody's checking for your top pitching prospects, either of previous years, whether it be Hunter Brown or currently, with it being Spencer Arrighetti. Nobody's checking for your top pitching prospects the way they are this young Leiter kid. Watch this. These are my confessions. I didn't stand on business. I didn't stand on business, as the young people say, man. Yesterday, I confessed that I parked in the handicap spot because I didn't think it necessary to pass up 12 spots just to get to one. I passed up 9 and decided to park in the 10th, and it was still handicapped. But today, when I was driving up, didn't even think about it until I found myself parked in a regular spot. Something in me knew not to park in those handicapped spots, because deep down, I think I know that is wrong, even though nobody is parking in them spots. But I got to confess, I didn't do it back to back. Maybe that's it. I don't want to be the serial handicapped spot abuser, right?
But so there's a line in the sand with your sliminess.
Either there's a line.
Congratulations.
Either there's a line in the sand, or, as I said,
did you get guilted?
Or, as I said, I didn't stand on business. I confess. Watch this.
These are my confessions. Speaking of parking spots, I got to confess, I got a little triggered yesterday when I went to get some dinner. I went with the wife. We went to a good barbecue company. Pretty good spot.
Yeah, yeah.
Decided to go get some food. And I technically illegally parked, too. I parked in one of the 36 curbside spots that they have. And I got to tell you, from now on, I am parking in the curbside spot at every restaurant I go to. Because I don't think these people have adjusted to COVID in the manner in which they should. All of these places, it seems like, still have at least 15 curbside spots. There's never more than 2 people in them. So my confession is, from now on, I'm parking in the curbside spots just out of spite, because I don't think they've adjusted to the end of all of the necessary curbside spots that they needed during COVID when their businesses were getting shut down. What are we doing here?
Dude.
You don't need 10 curbside spots.
Sound like they adjusted to 2020. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, and now it's over.
This is a new thing. People going to do curbside
service. Every place has their whole front row now curbside, and it's like, okay. Like, I think IHOP has curbside spots. Freebirds has curbside spots. Man, I'll park and go in there and get it.
Wingstop.
The other thing about it is with these curbside spots is, dude, it's going to take me longer to hit y'all up. I see you behind the counter, and I see my food right there. It's going to take me longer to sit my ass in my car than just go in there and grab it.
I tried to do the Pizza Hut curbside because I did it from the app, and that was the option. I was just like, sure. I pulled it. I just walked right in and grabbed it.
Because they're grinding in there at Pizza Hut. Like at Pizza Hut, they normally have like three folks up there. One of them's taking the damn orders. Other one's taking the online orders. Two of them are usually back there getting the pies ready and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden, it's a beep, beep, curbside. Like they're supposed to stop what they're doing, their whole process. Perhaps pizza's going out.
2 feet.
Go out there and walk 2 feet to hand my lazy ass my pizza right there.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah,
what are we doing?
I just walked in and grabbed it, man.
Just go get the food.
Because it's not like they're catering towards curbside service.
Yeah, come on. It's pizza. They deliver.
This feels like a similar energy to my, hey, ain't nobody parking in these handicap parking spots.
Don't try to lump me in with you, slime ball.
You know what? Look at this slime ball.
If
you think that's slime ball, I'm going to have to pivot on my next confession because, look, I talked about not standing on business, but after hearing what you just had to say, I think I feel differently. I think I've been swayed. Feels like...
Oh, no. This sounds like a slime ball nomination.
Slime me.
Feels like some fake morality out here. I said, deep down, I felt like I knew it was wrong and I didn't park in those spots. But maybe I've been peer pressured by society and this fake morality that y'all got for these handicapped spots that ain't nobody using.
There's a difference between laziness. I'm anti-laziness. You're
It's the exact same
handicap.
Thing. But I'm not anti-
Slime ball nomination.
I'm anti-parking there without there, or anti-not parking there with there not being no handicapped people parked there. Somebody even mentioned that. Like, how do you know there's not more people that are handicapped within your building? Because they didn't park in the damn handicapped spots. If there are all of these people who's got these disabilities that I just can't see, and they need these spots, they damn sure ain't parking in the spots. I know that. Feels like the same kind of energy, man. Feels like the same kind of energy. I feel judged unfairly here.
What about the electric car spots? Because I feel like that's taking up a lot, too.
That's actually got a use.
Thank you.
That's actually got a use.
And shout out to 713 on the text line on the tease. They said, Landry, I really hope this confession you just teased has to do with all the damn to-go spots at all the restaurants that are still left over from COVID.
But the handicap spots
IHOP
are the same.
Has 15.
Look, the way...
Ain't nobody ordering IHOP to-go.
The way handicap spots work...
McDonald's has four.
It's the same thing.
McDonald's has four.
I wonder if is there an ordinance tied to curbside? Because that's the deal with the handicap spots. You got to have a certain amount for however big your building is. Well, this is obviously a big-ass building. But we don't have nearly the same right proportion of handicapped folks coming in here. So it's like we're really like just doing this to hit a quota, but these folks ain't parking here because they're not here. It's the same thing. It's the same energy. I cannot believe that you followed up my confession with that one. It's the same thing.
No, it's a little different.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, I don't really understand this, but for some reason, during the Astros game, I think they showed this commercial, I think it's 65 times maybe 70. Man, they're making that Jack in the Box popcorn chicken look something special, man. I know damn well if I went there and got it, it's not going to look the same. I'm on kind of a healthy cleanse right now, but
Was it the regular popcorn chicken?
Man, they had both.
They used to have the spicy.
Yeah, they
no,
had
the
both.
Spicy had me in the chokehold, man.
They had both. They have both, and they're advertising it. And I got to tell you, this Jack in the Box popcorn chicken has me feeling some type of way every time it comes on. Goodness gracious.
It's good, man.
Looks delicious. Looks fantastic.
I'm just saying, like, you get me in the right state of mind, you can talk me into almost anything on Jack in the Box menu. You get me in the right frame of mind, I'll go through anything on there.
Pita?
I just need them to bring back my bacon cheddar potato wedges. I don't understand.
What about the pita?
Yeah, I'll rock with the pita.
Tacos.
And now tacos, I was a much poorer man when I ate those. I ain't rich or nothing, but I got a little bit too much money in my pocket to be going tacos.
Man, those tacos are still those are
that was
still good, man.
That was when I had, you know, $37 in my account, and I had to figure it out. Not today. I've worked too damn hard to be eating no tacos from Jack in the Box.
How do you go from you can talk me into anything to dismissing like one of the prime items?
Well, what I'm saying is,
I mean, where is this? Are you
prime items?
Yeah, tacos at Jack in the Box are a prime item.
They're trash.
You throw them in, they're a throw-in.
No,
they're prime. They're up there.
I'll eat them drunk, but they're terrible.
Man, you really got some people fired up with this handicap thing, man.
Fake morality. I don't believe you. I'm looking in the camera right now, YouTube and Twitch, and I'm speaking into the microphone with authority right now. I don't believe any of you people. It's fake.
Because there's 15 of them?
15 handicap spots, not a one handicap park. Go out there and look right now. Take a picture. Go out there and look right now.
The curbside gets me, though. I mean, come on. We need 9? Do y'all have a staff for that? 9?
Yeah, man.
You should see it at the grocery store, man. It's worse at the grocery store.
I actually do curbside grocery store, though.
Nah, HEB, though. That thing gets crowded. Y'all don't go in?
Hell no, man. I can't, dog,
I hate going in the grocery store, man.
There is nothing I hate more than going inside the grocery store and having to actually do it. Hate it. But I get you, though. The only sympathizing I have for curbside is if you got, like, we had our youngest 17 months apart. Curbside would have worked for us. They didn't have it back then, but it would have worked for us real good.
On the text line, only Landry can talk about being on a healthy food cleanse 5 seconds after he just talked about eating barbecue last night. It's called turkey, green beans, no bread. That's how you do it, man.
That's pretty good.
It's possible, sir.
Sound clean to me.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's pretty clean, because
I would have been on the bread for sure.
Yeah, it's clean. Pills 2 hours after. So, yeah, there you go, bud. You need healthy there somewhere, Chubbs. Landry Locker. Just kidding, sir. Or ma'am. Who knows? Coming up next.
Hey.
We got a bracket. I want to participate in a bracket. I got 4 of the most hated teams of all time, including one that appears to have died last night. And I'm going to ask, who do we hate the most? And should we be pointing and laughing at this squad, given the current state of one of our beloved squads? In the Loop continues next.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.